Welcome to the Norris Group's Real Estate Radio Show. Hosted by author, investor, hard money lender, and real estate educator, Bruce Norris. Equipping California real estate professionals for tomorrow's challenges.
Hi, thank you for joining us. My name is Bruce Norris, and today we have two guests in studio, Mark Dowling and Paul Herrera. Mark Dowling has more than 20 years of experience in real estate and community development experience. Mark serves as the Chief Executive Officer for the nonprofit Inland Valleys Association of Realtors, or IVAR. With more than 4,000 members, IVAR is one of the largest realtor associations in California. At its core, IVAR provides a variety of support services that helps its members be more competitive in the real estate marketplace. Key services include realtor education and training, government affairs advocacy, multiple listing services, and professional standards mediation. Paul Herrera serves as an advocate for realtors and their clients on local issues, helping to preserve and protect property rights and the value of homeownership, working with colleagues at the California Association of Realtors and the National Association of Realtors. Paul helps members make a difference for their clients at the local, state, and federal levels. We appreciate both of you coming in today. This was a subject that I wasn't familiar with. I've heard about it, and then I had a relative kind of had a bad experience about it. And then when I read further into it today, it was very interesting. So we're going to talk about, first, let's just ask, there's a PACE program.
Right.
So let's talk about what is a PACE program and when did that originate?
PACE is the generic legislative term that covers this type of lending. It stands for Property Assessed Clean Energy.
Okay.
The concept was out there for a little while, but back in 2008, as legislatures in California sought a way to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and the state's footprint, this was one of the compromises that was made. At the time, they were thinking about point-of-sale retrofits. Whenever you sold a house, you'd have to meet certain new requirements. So change out water heater, change out the faucet irrigation system, change appliances, add whatever it is you wanted to do, right? Insulation. That's something that the realtors fought against very strongly, obviously. Any kind of point-of-sale mandate is going to hurt the marketplace. So Property Assessed Clean Energy came along and they said, well, here's a voluntary program. And the crux of it is that a homeowner can borrow up to 15% of the property's value as long as those funds are used for approved energy efficiency and now water efficient upgrades to the property and have the payments paid back through a new assessment on the property tax bill. That provides pretty much a guaranteed repayment of these loans, and it created certain problems, which I'm sure you're going to get into here very shortly.
Okay. So the HERO program stands for Home Energy Renovation Opportunity.
Yes.
Okay. So that's it, but it's sort of just a hybrid of PACE.
It's HERO was actually the first PACE program to take shape and launch in California.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. The players that are involved, who is Renovation America?
Renovate America is a private company, group of investors that got together to work with the Western Riverside Council of Governments, a government agency essentially, or made up of government agencies, to launch the program.
Okay.
So when it was originally created, PACE was thought as a government program, that government agencies would create it and launch it. But very quickly they realized that that was going to be a problem. Government agencies aren't in the business of extending consumer loans. And trying to get through that, here came Renovate America, as well as a few other companies, California First, Northern California, there's a few others in the marketplace, decided that they knew how to do consumer loans. They needed access to the marketplace from government agencies, and that's what Renovate America was able to do with Riverside County.
Western Riverside Council of Government sounds like that leaves out some players. So are there cities that have opted not to offer the program?
Not at this time.
Okay.
Western Riverside Council of Government includes every city of Riverside County, essentially west of the Pass area.
Okay.
So essentially, you take out the Coachella Valley and a few other communities. Everything else counts. Temecula up through Riverside, Moreno Valley, including Banning and Beaumont in the Pass, and Hemet, San Jacinto, and all points west from there.
About how many HERO transactions, if we'll call them that, have taken place?
We don't know the number of final transactions. We know that as of April, there were some 22,000 approved applications from individual homeowners with a total value of about $830 million in that area.
So on the plus side, it's created jobs. it's created construction work.
On the plus side, there has been several $100 million. We know statewide over $1 billion now spent to renovate homes or create certain improvements, which certainly are going to create jobs and put contractors to work.
And it's created probably a more environmental friendly residence. Is that
presumably it would reduce the footprint of the homes that are affected? It's been very, very difficult to accurately measure that, but that certainly is, you can assume that to be the case.
Is there an assumption that this adds value to the property?
There have been a number of claims made in that direction, which we have been very skeptical of, because it's hard for the marketplace this time, and through our research and our discussions with brokers and agents and their discussions with their clients, we don't know whether a cool roof, for instance, bring significantly more value than a regular roof.
Well, your buyer will tell you that, and so will the appraiser. I guess would the lender be accepting of that? In other words, okay, this is a cool roof, so this is worth $7,000 more. I don't know how an appraiser would get that to pass.
It hasn't happened yet.
No, an appraiser or a lender would look at improvements and as the entire property.
Exactly.
They don't take into consideration, for example, potential energy savings from windows versus a roof versus other types of improvements. So you may get a bump on your property value as it relates to those improvements, but you're not going to get bonus value that they might be putting out there.
Right. There's not a math formula there that says, okay, you save 80 bucks a month, and that saves $1,000 a year, and that extrapolates over the period of time. So there, it's worth this much more. It's not quite in the formula yet.
That's not happened yet, and I'm not sure that can. Obviously, every family's going to have different usage of water and energy usage. So that's going to be difficult to assess.
Okay. Overall, what types of improvements are available under the HERO program? It's not just the roof.
If an improvement can be done in a way that is environmentally friendly, reduces energy costs, or reduces water use, you can pretty much guarantee that it's covered under this program. So just give me an example. These cool roof systems, dual pane windows, insulation upgrades, ductwork and heating, HVAC systems, which meet certain standards of efficiency, landscaping, water efficient, drought tolerant landscaping, solar systems. That's one that is that's very popular.
Right.
I believe windows are the most popular upgrade related to all of this. Okay. So almost all these things that you do in significant quantity, in significant investment to a home, if there is an energy efficient version of it, it's probably covered by the program.
And you can go to the website and see all these improvements.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So how do contractors make their services available to the program? In other words, I want to be a contractor for the HERO program. So how do we do that?
All right. Every version of PACE programs has an application and an approval process by which contractors become approved to work under the HERO program or under Y Green or under California First. We have seen some information about how that happens. Essentially, you got to be a licensed contractor. There's some kind of training program associated with how to represent a product, represent the financing, and how to fill out the paperwork and do the things they need to do administratively. Beyond that, there's no other qualification process that we're aware of.
Okay, so it's pretty easy to get on the list, I guess.
There's over 1,000 contractors in the area.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's almost everybody, isn't it? Okay. How does a contractor get paid?
They get paid directly through the provider of the financing, which in this case is Renovate America or the HERO program. The homeowner never touches the money.
Okay.
The homeowner will sign certain documents agreeing to the loan and to the repayments. And once they sign off that the work was done to their satisfaction, the payment will be released to the contractor.
And what's the time frame typically? I'm trying to see if there's a case for the contractor is getting paid more for this because it takes so long to get paid, or it's just a lot of hoops that he doesn't normally have to go through.
It's very attractive for contractors, and we've talked to a number of contractors who very much love being part of the program. And in fact, early on when we were having questions about what kind of controls Renovate America was exerting over contractors, given some of the horror stories we were hearing, they said that they didn't really need to crack down on contractors because simply the threat of them having to be removed from the program is sufficient because it's so beneficial to them that they want to make sure they stay part of the program.
Beneficial as in profitable?
Profitable, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's no oversight on that number of whatever. Okay, it costs this much to do this work. That would be up to the, but the consumer could get multiple bids.
We're not aware that it existed in the past. We've been told, and we have reasons to believe it, that now that they have several thousand, in fact, tens of thousands of projects under their belt, that they're using that database to get a sense for what is an acceptable range in the cost of these things. Not to say that they won't fund a project that's outside that range, but they would have more questions about it.
So the funding is really connected to an equity in the home rather than a job-specific cost that seems out of line. If you have enough equity, you can get a yes answer, basically.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Let's say I decided, I think I'll do a cool roof, and I like that experience. Okay, mm-hmm. Now I'd like to do the windows. And then I'd like to, can you access the program multiple times and get multiple liens?
You can use it as long as you're within that 15% maximum borrowing against your property's estimated value.
Okay. So if I got a 300 grand house, I can borrow 45 grand in chunks. And do they have priorities at all, or are they all in one lump at this point? So in other words, I'm used to trust deeds, so I'll talk in that language. I get a roof and I get onto the HERO program and I borrow 15 grand and then I get some windows and I get 8 grand. Is the 8 grand subservient in any way to this 15, or is it all one pile?
It all goes into one pile, and it really wouldn't matter if the first one was second to the second one. They're both getting paid. It's a tax lien. There's no escaping it.
Well, a tax lien sale can occur, and that's why I'm asking, if the tax lien sale of the roof was held, could he wipe out the tax lien of the... I'm taking it to the ridiculous because I just want to understand it completely. So they're all... you're saying they're all the same...
Correct, lien. Correct. It's assessed the same way if you have the local school district put out a bond issue and you're paying $200 a year for this bond issue as part of your property assessment. It's part of that list of assessments that comes onto your property tax.
So when somebody signs up for a HERO program, their tax bill will grow immediately, but let's say they have a PITI payment, that lender may not even be aware, of course, that occurred, and so they could be getting behind on the monthly payment until the new assessment. And then they might have a double.
There are some issues there.
Okay.
It does not immediately come onto their tax bill.
Right.
It's recorded in with the recorder's office, the new, and they don't really call it a lien. They have other, everything has other terms for it, because this is not anything like what we're used to seeing in the lending place.
No.
So what happens is they record their interest, and when the tax bill is generated the following year, whatever August is coming up,
right,
that's the first time it shows up on a tax bill. If the lender has not been notified when that happens, then the lender, assuming there's an impound account associated with the property, the lender will not be collecting enough money.
Right.
That impound will go negative, and you're going to have some issues in which, you're going to have to make up those payments later on.
I'm a landlord. Mm-hmm. I have access to the program too?
Absolutely.
If I own 50 rentals, can I access the program 50 times?
Yes, definitely.
Wow.
Yeah. What's unique about it is that your identity as an individual borrower is irrelevant to this process. Entirely irrelevant. It doesn't matter if you qualify. It doesn't matter if your credit is pretty terrible.
Right.
It's the property that is borrowing the money.
Right.
It is not you as an individual that's borrowing the money.
It's a true hard money loan that they've outlawed for every other lender. That's very interesting. So, okay, how do you apply for a HERO loan? What's the process? And I was going to ask, are there restrictions as far as past credit history? But no.
The only restrictions we're aware of, there's about 5 or 6 question tests. One is, do you own the property?
Yeah.
Do you have it? Then that takes care of that. Two is, do you have sufficient equity, which is essentially 15%. You can take this 100% if, that's allowable.
But how does that determine? Is that just a fill in the blank, and they're going to trust you?
How much is your property worth?
Yeah.
There is an estimate that they create that does not include an appraiser.
Who creates?
That Renovate America creates on the property. They have not released a formula for how they determine your property's value.
Do you know any ratio of like rejections because of no equity? Is there?
We don't, and that's not information that they provide.
Okay, I'm just curious. Okay.
Yeah, you can't have a bankruptcy in the last year or two.
Right.
A very recent bankruptcy.
You have to have current property taxes.
Your property taxes must be current.
Okay.
And that's about it.
Okay, so no earnings are checked and no, ratios of debt or anything.
No.
Okay, interesting. Especially in a time like this, where you know you just have implemented TRID and everybody's under the gun for that, this program basically could own an 85-year-old woman who owns a house free and clear enough money that she couldn't pay it monthly on her Social Security income. It's just interesting to me that that's where we're at. Okay, so if I decide to, I want a roof done, I go to the website and I pick randomly. There's a category. I saw you could pick, okay, electricians, or you could pick, there's just a whole bunch of contractors. Is there any eBay system where people make comments that this is a good guy or this guy wasn't good, or is it just...
Not within their system.
Okay.
I suppose any other contractor rating site out there would have that kind of information.
Okay.
Here's what we would say at this point is if the contractor you're working with or looking at isn't part of their system, and there's a good chance we're kicked out, because there's no reason why somebody wouldn't work with this unless they have a philosophical aversion to this kind of borrowing and lending from the contractor side. Now, how do you access it? Oftentimes, homeowners are approached by door-to-door sales. Often those are the contractors hiring sales teams or solicitation or mailbox, and they may start there. We know that you haven't borrowed money through the HERO program. You are eligible to do so. Please contact us if you want new windows, a roof, whatever it is we can do to your home. And anyone who's, especially in older neighborhoods, if you hang out around your house during the course of the day, there's a good chance you'll get one of these knocks on the door at some point.
Okay.
Or you can go to the website, put in your address and say, I'm interested and I'd like to get information. And your phone will be glowing hot with calls in a very short period of time.
So I buy a property in 2014, put 10% down, and I got a roof leak, and I decide I'm going to go to the HERO program. The lender is at now, let's say, I have 10% equity or 15?
To borrow the 10?
To borrow, what LTV, including the HERO loan, what LTV am I allowed to get to?
What they've told us is you can go to 100%.
Okay. But the problem with that is if I'm a lender at 90%, I don't have the 10% equity now. I have no equity. The 10% has become a first.
Correct.
Am I notified of that as a lender?
No. There is no requirement for a residential property that the lender be notified or given the opportunity to weigh in. On commercial property, it's different. Commercial property, it does require lender approval, not on residential.
Now, why would they protect a commercial owner more than a residential owner? That's very curious to me.
Well,
because most of real estate says those are the big boys. They've known to take care of themselves. Because if you own a commercial building and you're in foreclosure, I can put together a deal on a napkin. But if you're an occupant owner, I have to do a very specific form for 5 days, etc. So, anyway. Well,
and depending on the loan, there's a very good chance that doing this type of a program would violate your loan covenants.
Well, I guess that comes into point. Can a lender now aware of a HERO program make covenants in their loan on a residence that says you can't go the HERO program and put me in second position?
The discussions that we've had with real estate attorneys from CAR, they've been pretty clear that existing standard language from Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, FHA loans prohibit this kind of voluntary assessment being put on the property ahead of the first lien mortgage.
Okay, well, what does that mean? Because that's a very big statement.
Right.
Okay, so I have a Fannie Mae loan existing. Mm-hmm. I borrow 15%, and how is the debt funded? So I'm an investor in that particular note on that particular property. Is that how it works? Or is it a bond that's many, many of these in one shot?
You mean the HERO loans?
Yeah, the HERO loan itself.
They are eventually bundled up and sold as securities, and they just crossed the $1 billion in securitized sales of these.
So the failure for one bond or one loan wouldn't affect the pile very much. Is that accurate?
That's right.
Okay, so it's not like you're buying this specific lien, and if Fannie Mae says, well, in our documents, you don't have seniority, you are in second position, I could get damaged. But you're saying that generally that's not the case? How many loans are there that it is actually taking the place of first?
Well, every loan in which this exists and in which there is a first position mortgage, or presumably a first position mortgage, this is now ahead of that mortgage.
Without anybody's permission. I thought you said Fannie and Freddie, that didn't happen.
I'm sorry. What I'm saying is that they prohibit it, but people do it anyway. And we'll find...
Once done, it's tough. Fannie Mae is in second position.
They are.
Wow.
Now I got to say, there's nothing in the legislation, nothing that was ever written down that said that these loans take superior position ahead of the purchase money first mortgage. However, because of its status on a tax bill, that status is conferred automatically. They didn't have to make any other statements about it.
I purchase property at a trustee sale every day. I do a title search. Am I going to pick up a HERO lien?
It should show up in a title search. If it has passed through one tax cycle, you should see the amounts on the tax bill. You should see it directly reflected very clearly. If that has not happened, let's say someone borrows money today,
right,
and you pick up this property sometime next summer before the new tax bill is generated, you should see that it is recorded, but you're going to have to do some research to make sure you know what it is.
What the amount is.
Correct. Yes. You need the underlying documents.
When I look at a tax bill and it has a HERO loan on there, will I see an amount or I'll just see amount of the payment?
You'll see the amount of the payment.
But not the principal.
You will not see the principal, no.
That's really not very functional for me. I mean, I'm just being honest.
Right. Sure.
Do you have people that have had transactions where they bought free and clear property and it wasn't?
Yes.
Yes. We have a few examples. One of them maybe head its litigation here very shortly. A cash buyer investor purchased a property. I believe it was in Moreno Valley. The property
near and dear to my heart. Wasn't Bruce, was it?
the property transferred. The current owner had borrowed money using the HERO program. They had not crossed that threshold of being on a tax bill, so it didn't show up. Then they found out there was, I believe, about a $20,000 or $22,000 assessment,
mm-hmm,
on which no payments had been made at that time. So the entire amount had transferred over to the new buyer.
Right.
The buyer is very upset, as you might imagine, having not seen this disclosed in anything that they caught. And now they're working it out to see if there's been a complaint filed and it may be headed to court.
Up until recently, the program was marketed to the consumers as a program whereby not only was there no out-of-pocket cost to get it, but after they get the program and the lien is put on the tax basis, that the lien will actually transfer to the new buyer. So consumers were essentially being told you don't have to qualify through any kind of, you know, credit check, income levels, and when you sell your house, the new buyer will pay off the debt, not you.
Here's the exact quote. When the property is sold, the PACE loan may transfer to the next owner who is responsible for repaying the loan. The ability to transfer the loan to the new owner allows for both the payment and the value of the retrofit to be transferred from one owner to the next. But you ought to let the guy know that it's happening.
Sure.
Yes.
Okay. That's interesting. Okay.
By the way, on that note, just very quickly, CAR has been very, very clear that for anyone selling a home, if they've borrowed this money, they must disclose it. And they better do so very clearly to the buyer or they may have problems.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, again, if you're looking at a tax bill, I'm not sure you'd see it. If it doesn't have an amount, you'd see a payment and go, well, it could be a Belarus or something. You know, I'm not sure it would be that outrageous. Because these are, we're down to 40 seconds. How long are these? Sometimes up to 15 years amortized, 20, right?
20 up to 20 years,
that's right.
Yes.
So you could have a payment that doesn't appear to be much of a big amount, but it could be.
Correct.
Very interesting. Okay. Why don't we give some, is there phone numbers that you wouldn't mind giving out in case somebody had a question about this stuff?
Or a
website to go to?
If there's any, we're still trying to collect more information from the public out there, and we welcome those calls. And anyone may call Ivar at 951-684-1221 or email me at pherrera, P-H-E-R-R-E-R-A, at ivaor.com. I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Okay. Well, guys, I really appreciate that. We'll pick the subject up in the next section.
You've been listening to the Norris Group Real Estate Radio Show. For more information on the Norris Group, please visit www.thenorrisgroup.com.